jingle bells ring and jingle bells ring. Snowing and blowing up bushels of fun. Now the jingle hop
and... Brian Noonan in for Rokan and Anna DeVellante's Friday night. That means at 6 o'clock on the Rokan Show, we always bring some wonderful live music into the studio for your enjoyment. And tonight is no different. Tonight I am joined by Chicago native Todd Kessler, who has a brand new album out. The album is called About Memory. ToddKesslerMusic.com is where you can get all the information. Welcome. Good to have you.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
It's exciting because I just, a mutual friend of ours, Mike Mangione, recommended you, and I listened to your stuff the last couple of days, and I really enjoy it.
Thank you. It's
very cool to have you in. U of I, went to U of I.
I did.
And you majored in music composition. You've been a musical guy your whole life?
Yeah, I was. Well, I majored in music theory and composition, but I've been playing guitar since I was 12 and writing songs since about the same time, and then, you know, was a singer all through elementary school and played trumpet a little bit.
Okay.
So, yeah, always did it.
And I hate to ask this, but people always do, and it's got to be a hard question. How would you describe what you do? You know, what kind of music do you make?
I think the easiest way to say is folk singer songwriter.
Okay.
And if you just say singer songwriter, that's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty much.
Folk Americana. You want to put those in there too.
And you had a band. You were with a band for a long time.
Yes.
And it's one of those kind of behind the music stories, but not as dramatic, right?
No, nowhere near as dramatic.
It just was a matter of people getting older and having responsibilities, right?
Yeah, you know. Well, I have two kids now, and my drummer, who married our second vocalist, they had a kid, and then our bass player moved to Nashville, and our guitar player quit, and it was just like, this is probably a good time to end this.
Sure, because it's hard, you know, being on the road is hard when you're single.
Yeah.
It's then exponentially harder when you're married, and then once you have kids, forget about it. The kids don't care that you're playing some bar in Nashville.
No.
They want dad home or mom home.
Yeah.
So it gets tough. But then you decide, all right, I'm going to keep, this is my passion, this is what I do. I'm a singer.
Exactly.
You got to keep going.
Right. And I had a solo career before, career in quotes. I had a solo career before I started the band. Excuse me. And so I had these batch of songs that I had been working on for a while, and they never fit with what the band was doing. Some of these songs I wrote like 10 years ago that made it on the new album. And then just for whatever reason, they never fit the project that I was doing. And so when the band kind of took a break, indefinite hiatus, if you will, I was like, you know, I'm going to record these songs.
And how, when you're trying to craft an album, are you looking for a story arc? Are you just looking for a tonal?
There's different factors for sure. For me, all these songs kind of had a similar kind of theme. It's not a concept album per se. However, all of these songs kind of focused around the idea of memory.
Yes.
And then also the other consideration is, of course, like, do they sound well together?
Okay.
Do they make sense together? And so it's a number of different factors. I didn't always think about that kind of stuff.
Right.
I was more like, okay, here's 10 songs that I have, and I'm going to record them, and that's it.
What made you change the way you approached it?
You know, life is really expensive. And so now that there's more responsibilities, I really have to choose my... make my choices wisely.
Yeah.
Sure. Like, okay, so I have this amount of money and this amount of time and this amount of, I can do this many songs, so I've got to pick the right ones.
And when you're looking at this, it's got to be tough too, because with downloading and stuff, people don't really buy albums all the time. They're going to pick and choose, you know, here's two or three songs off the new album.
I sell a lot of CDs at shows.
Okay, sure. Oh,
people still buy CDs at shows, which is somewhat surprising to myself, because I don't have a CD player in my car anymore.
Well, you don't?
I bought a new car, and after I bought it, I realized there was no CD player in it.
I heard that the newer cars are not.
But you know, it's better, because now I can't hoard CDs.
There you go.
However... There's money to be made in streaming and licensing, and so there's other avenues. But people don't buy albums like they used to.
Do you take that into consideration, or you're looking at crafting an entire album?
No, I definitely take that into consideration. So part of the reason I decided to record these songs in this way was because I wanted these songs to be competitive with the other songs that are being licensed for commercials, film, and television.
Okay, and what goes into something like that?
So for me, it was I was working with a specific producer, and we knew we wanted the songs to like have that warm quality, sort of cinematic. The sound quality had to be top notch, okay, which was very important. I hear some artists say, we're just going to like do something that sounds kind of good just so we get it out there. And I'm like, oh, don't do that.
Yeah, that seems a little lazy and short-sighted.
Make it sound good. So that was like one of the big goals with this record was these songs need to compete with the songs that are getting played commercially, whether that means on the radio or in licensing opportunities for film, TV. And so that was a big consideration for this record.
So back in the day, you know, people, if you license your music to commercials or anything, you're selling out.
Yes. And now the thing is, who's going to pay me? I would love to sell out.
Yes, because as you said, life is expensive.
Right.
And if you've created something, why not give it the broadest exposure you can have?
Exactly.
Well, let's do a song. So this is the first single from the new album. The new album by Todd Kessler is called About Memory. And this the first single I really enjoy. It's called Old Fashioned Way. So I'm vamping so Todd can get over and enjoy it. But ToddKesslerMusic.com is where you can get all the information that you need. You can pick the album up there. You can read about Todd, see tour dates and everything else. So I will now get out of the way and let Todd do his thing.
Jagged metronome of typewriter keys. Simple thought brings you to me. I'm thankful every day. So glad I found you the old-fashioned way. In a time when we want it all, everything so fast, write a text, no time to call. To slow down, oh, I pray. I'm so glad I found you the old-fashioned way. I'll write to you with ink from a pen. Feel the weight as the words sink in. My mind moves too fast for my while I still can. It was so dark, the warm summer night. I much prefer it to the bright blue light. I'll write to you with ink from a pen. Feel the weight as the words sink in. My mind moves too fast for my head. I'm so glad I found you the old-fashioned way. so glad I found you the old-fashioned way.
Beautiful. Todd Kessler, that is the single from the new album, About Memory, ToddKesslerMusic.com. We'll hear more from Todd, more conversation, and more music. That's music from Todd Kessler. That is Only Love Is Real, the first track on his new album, About Memory. We're going to talk more to Todd on the other side of the news, but right now I want to make sure we get at least one more song in. And the letter, right? It's the letter, and this one is this one also off the new album, About Memory.
Yeah, this is the second single.
All right, the second single. So let's hear it.
Cool.
Stairs to the attic as I waited with bated breath. The memory's so clear to me still, though I traveled so far to forget. Want to lose myself in the city, cut my hair thinking I could erase. Every woman I saw was Delilah, every corner I would see your face. City. I couldn't find what I sought, a holy war with myself I battled, my own demons had finally won.
Kessler from the new album About Memory. Is there someone that is that a did that really happen? Do you have a letter that you kept near your heart for a long time?
No, no. To break it to you. No.
Well, no,
that one is not autobiographical.
I was going to say, because some of them, I mean,
some of them are, and some of them very much aren't.
Okay, and is it are the ones that aren't easier to write than the ones that are, or vice versa, or does it matter?
I to me, it doesn't matter. So when the songs are not about me, I always put myself in that place. I always like put something of myself in there. So there's elements of me. However, the story of the song is not mine.
Okay,
it's very made up.
What about the first one, the old-fashioned way?
The first one is kind of an homage to my wife and I.
Beautiful.
Albeit a reaction to a lot of friends giving me their Tinder horror stories.
Ah.
And me being like, oh my God, I'm so glad enough to do that.
That's a great way to, you know, you take things from out there and you put them all together.
So that was like my reaction. I was like, how do I make that my story? And then so I kind of like thought back to the beginning of
meeting.
Yeah.
That's very cool. Thanks. Nice. Todd Kessler's a new album about memory. Go to toddkesslermusic.com. We're going to talk to Todd a little bit more and hear another song on the other side of the news. Somebody wanted to know, is that a baritone guitar? I don't even know if that's a thing. Is that a thing?
Guitar is a thing. That is not a baritone guitar. I tuned my guitar a whole step down for the first song to get that kind of vibe.
Yeah, that was you used the term evocative. Melancholy. Even though it's not a sad song, it's a song about, hey, this is great. We met this way and everything is wonderful.
Sure, but you think about you know, thinking about memories and old home movies, and it's got kind of that. It just brings those emotions.
Yes, very nice. The song, The Things We Do for Love, the new album about memory. You can get all the information on Todd at toddkesslermusic.com. We'll hear some more live music. How long does an album like this take for you to put together?
I'm traditionally a slow worker in the studio. So I went out to L.A. and we had a week, and we did all the basic tracking in a week.
Okay.
And that's drums, bass, vocals, most of the like the acoustic guitar, all the backing vocals. It was very fast. And then there was like 5 months where nothing happened. Mostly because I worked with two producers, and the scheduling between the two of them, they just can never get together.
Okay.
And so eventually we were like, all right, we gotta change course a little bit. So the main producer, Mark Nelson, who's from Valparaiso, Indiana, actually, ended up coming back to the Midwest for last winter, rented a house on Lake Michigan right at the dunes.
Nice.
And so I would go there and we would do some work. We booked some time at Gravity Studio in Wicker Park for a day to do some extra stuff. And then we did a lot of stuff, a lot of things remotely. So, you know, we would send tracks to the pedal steel player I use in Nashville. Or we needed a couple extra electric guitar parts, send it off to a guy in L.A., okay. Things like that. So it ended up taking, I want to say, from when we recorded to when we got the final mixes back, it was like 13 months.
Jeez, that doesn't seem like that long a time.
No, I mean, but when the plan was to, hey, let's do it in a week in L.A. Right. to 13 months.
Oh, sure, yeah. All right.
Yeah.
I got you.
I guess my last record took 2 years, so.
Oh, did it really?
That was pretty fast.
So this is half the time. So that's not bad at all. What are the challenges when you're looking for a producer? Because you said you use two producers. Well, first of all, why do you need different producers on one album? And what are the challenges to find the right people to work with you? What are you looking for?
So, for different genres of music, it's kind of a different thing. You know, pop musicians, they might have a different producer on each track.
Right.
You know, this is kind of a long story, but we've got some time, right?
Yeah, we got a couple minutes.
So back in 2011, my band did this thing. It was Lakeshore Television, like the public TV station up in Northwest Indiana. They had the show called Live from the Alley, and it was this guy, Mark Nelson, had a studio called The Alley, and it was like bands came in, they did like live interview and performance, and then it was played on the public television station.
Oh, nice.
And so that was his studio, Mark Nelson. And so we stayed in touch after that, and we would just be in touch over the years, like, hey, I'd love to work with you again. And I'd be like, oh, I'm working on an album with a different producer right now. Oh, maybe we'll come in to do this single. Oh, that's not going to work. Whatever. But right around the same time that I decided to make this record, back in 2015, he called again, was like, hey, what's up? I was like, wow, it's weird you called. I like literally just decided I need to do this record. And we just started talking, and we were on the phone for 11 months trading songs back, and I would send him a demo. He'd chop it up, send it back to me. He's like, I think it should go this way. And then, so finally, then in March 2016, I met him in L.A. where he was living at the time. And
very nice.
Yeah. But so for two producers, sorry. Oh, yeah. He's like, I want to work with this guy who I just worked with on a project. He'd be perfect for this because he's a really fast engineer and an insane guitar player. So perfect. It was kind of like Mark was good at one thing, Rand Jackson, the other guy, he's good at other stuff. Let's put our heads together.
And it's got to come down right to them getting you and getting your voice and what you want to do, right? That's the bottom line.
Right, and they did. Okay. It was a perfect match for the studio.
Now, people may be thinking to themselves, Todd Kessler, I've heard that name. Where did I see him on TV? Yes, you were on The Voice.
I was.
And how did that go?
It was a great experience for me. I loved it.
Did you submit a video? Did you have to go to one of these cattle?
I waited in line at McCormick Place.
Did you really?
I did.
Oh my goodness. And so what's that process like? Because that's got to be completely different. Is it one where, because you're a guy who had a career before that. So are you like, hey man, I know how to do this.
I mean, I try to not have an ego with things like that. I went in, I did the audition, I got the call back, and then they were like, okay, you're considered for the next round. We'll call you if we want you. Get the call. You're coming out for the next audition. So they fly you out. And then they send you home. And then it's like, okay, you're going to get a call in the next few days if you make the blind auditions.
Okay.
Got the call. Go back out 3 weeks for the blind auditions.
Wow.
I made a team. Go home for a week.
You were on CeeLo's team.
CeeLo's team. Okay. Then back for the next round for 3 weeks. And then and then I didn't make it after that. But, no, it was great. I went into it with no preconceived notions. I purposely, they're like, you know, you can play your guitar on stage, but it's called The Voice, not the guitar.
Right.
And so I made a very clear decision going into it that I'm not going to play my guitar for these songs.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to, like, take that barrier away.
Okay.
Because it's somewhat a shield.
Sure.
For singer-songwriters. Like, you can hide behind your guitar.
Yeah.
And so I took it away and was like, okay, now I really have to focus on the performance aspect, and I ended up learning a lot.
Oh, yeah.
From CeeLo and then Rob Thomas, who was our mentor.
Okay.
I learned a lot.
And are they telling you, listen, this is the song you need to do. We've listened to your voice. We know, we kind of know what you will sound like. This is the one
they know kind of what you're going for, and then they have a set number of songs they can choose from because of songs that are cleared with the record companies and things like that. So for the first few rounds, they definitely choose your songs.
Okay.
But they try to match you.
Yeah.
It's not like they weren't having me do Michael Jackson or something.
But you don't have a lot of input in that. So where does it flip?
Because I didn't, again, I didn't make it far enough to have that decision. But I actually think it was in the next round. Like, if I would have made it to the next round, I would have started to have a lot more input.
And do they ever let you do your own songs, like, even at the very late rounds?
A few seasons, what they've done is they've had, for the finalists, finalists get to have their own song. If they wrote a song, I think they could do it, or maybe it was a song written for them.
Okay.
But no, there's too many legal hoops to jump through with that kind of stuff.
Right, and then God forbid somebody comes on with a song that they kind of borrow.
And the last thing you want to do is, like, you know, give every ounce of ownership over to a record company that may not represent you at the end anyway.
Right. But overall you had a good experience.
I did, yeah.
And when that was over, That's gotta help with, like, gigs and things.
Oh my God.
Millions of people have seen you. Now you're a name.
It helped exponentially.
Very nice.
Oh yeah.
And where now that you you're here and you're gonna get, like, you know, four or five people listen.
Amazing.
No, that's kidding. No, it's great to have
four or five new fans.
No, there's gonna be more than that. More than that. Especially from what's coming in on the text and everything else. Where can people see you? Because, you know, now they're hearing you and they're like, all right, we gotta go to Todd Kessler Music and get the new album about memory. But
my next gig is at Martyrs on January 13th.
Very nice.
I'll be joining my friend's band called Catch. They're celebrating their 10th anniversary and CD release show, and I'm gonna be supporting them on the bill with my band.
Very nice.
January 13th. At Martyrs, I think the show's at 7:30.
All right, and they can find that out.
They can find that info at toddkesslermusic.com. But if you go right now, it won't be up there yet because I was going to update my website.
I was going to say, I saw that the, you know, 2018 coming soon.
Like with Thanksgiving, and I forgot to update my website, but I'm going to do that tonight.
But people are listening, and they will go there, and they will get all the information. So.
Yes.
And that's a couple weeks away.
It's like a month and a half.
Yeah, so we'll give him some time. It'll be fine. All right, now this last song that you're going to do has special meaning to you because you wrote it. You wrote it for somebody special or some people who were special.
Well, actually, it was one person at the time.
Okay.
So, when my oldest son was 6 months old, I almost said babysitting. I was parenting. I was parenting. Because fathers parent. They don't babysit.
I'm still from the age where fathers babysit.
No, it's fine. I was at home. I put him down for a nap. Because, I'm home with the kids a few days a week. And I was just like, man, this kid has got it so easy. He sleeps. He eats.
He poops.
That is it. Yeah. And he poops. And I kind of was waxing poetic on that idea. And I was like, kid, just wait.
Now, your older son's 4 and a half. Does he know what dad does? Does he get?
Yeah, I mean, they've seen my videos on YouTube, and they've seen my voice performance on YouTube, and they've seen me play, like, 1,000 times.
Is that really you in the old-fashioned way video? Is that real? Are those real old movies?
No, they're not. Well, at the beginning and the end.
Okay, that's what I mean.
The beginning and the end, okay. Right. I've definitely had a lot of people be like, is that your parents from the 70s? I'm like, no, but, you know, it's a great video.
Yeah, it's a really great video. That's why it seemed very, it seemed real, and now you've crushed me. But
sorry.
That's okay, Todd. That's all right. Listen, I'm used to
having my illusions
destroyed. The emotion is real. We heard that song earlier, but now we are going to wrap up with this song that you wrote for your then-infant son, Someday You'll Be a Man. Again, ToddKesslerMusic.com, the new album about memory. Pick it up everywhere, and then keep going to the website and find out the dates. We're going to go to Martyrs in January to hear Todd. So this one, we're strapping on the harmonica, which is always that's a look that I always love, Todd. I love when a guy comes out and he's got the guitar and the harmonica. It's a whole big thing.
I'm glad you like it and you don't like it, because some people have the opposite.
Oh, really?
Some people just like, I don't like it.
Yeah, some people are goofs.
You're right.
Stay that way because, son, someday you'll be a man. You are young, stay that way because, son, someday you'll be a man. So sleep while you can, drink while you can, smoke while you can, because someday you'll be a man. You ain't got no bills to pay, you're gonna wish you stayed that way. Someday you'll be a man. You ain't got no bills to pay, you're gonna wish you stayed that way. Someday you'll be a man. So sleep while you can, drink while you can, smoke while you can, because someday you'll be a man. If there's one thing I could tell you, it'd be staying while you can, because someday you'll be a man.
Very nice. Todd Kessler, what do you think, folks, on Michigan Avenue?
Thanks, everybody.
There we go. That's Todd Kessler, folks. You can go to ToddKesslerMusic.com, pick up his new album. It's called About Memory. That was terrific.
Thank you.
Yeah, just stay right there.
And
that
don't let anyone tell you harmonica's not cool.
Who would tell him that, really?
Well, wait, you were saying you're picking on him with the harmonica.
No, I said I liked it.
Oh, okay.
I said I liked it. He said some people don't like the look. I said I liked it. Bob Kessler would come down. Bob's a harmonica player, and if I ever insulted a harmonica, he would come down and punch me right in the throat. He's a harmonica. What is the term for a harmonica player? Harmonica player.
I thought it was just harmonica player.
That's what I thought too, but you never know.
We could be fancy.
No, Violetta. I'm all for it. I thought it was terrific. Now, when you're, what do you call a harmonica player, Bob?
Harmonicist.
A harmonicist?
Is that for real?
Mm-hmm. I didn't know that.
See, you come here, you perform, and you learn things.
Amazing.
It's all about edutainment here.
I'm over there, you know.
I know. That's we were trying to figure out
we're
if
not,
you guys
we're not
related.
I think we are. Other than we're kindred spirits musically,
right on.
Dare I say, I don't want to make assumptions there. But
this is becoming awkward and uncomfortable.
We're not blood relatives. All right. Yeah.
Very nice. Well, Todd, it was a pleasure meeting you.
Continued
success. Everybody go to ToddKesslerMusic.com. Pick up the new album. It is called, of course, About Memory. And someday now has your son heard this song?
Yes.
And even at 4 and a half, does he know it was about him?
I think I told him.
Yeah.
He probably wasn't listening, though.
I think when he does become a man, that's going to mean a lot. So
I think so, too.
Congratulations.
Thank you.